listening to Naked Oceans with me, Sarah Castor-Perry, and with Helen Scales. And this month, we're celebrating Guy Fawkes Night and Diwali, exploring the stunning fireworks displays put on by ocean inhabitants. We've just heard from Edie Widder about how bioluminescence happens in the oceans, and there's no doubt there are some bizarre creatures down there that produce light. So we've sifted through them and come up with our pick of what we think are the top five firework makers that live in the sea. So I'm going to start us off with our first critter, which is a type of jellyfish called Aquiora victoria, or the crystal jelly, which is found off the west coast of North America and out into the Pacific Ocean. It's just a little small jellyfish growing up to around 10 centimetres across, and it's well named as the crystal jelly. It's almost completely colourless, but it does show luminescence in a little ring around the bottom edge of the main body. The protein that causes the greenish glow of the crystal jelly's luminescence is known as GFP, the green fluorescent protein. Now, when the jelly is startled, its cells release calcium ions that excite a bluish-coloured protein called aquarin, which then stimulates the GFP to glow. Osamu Shimomura first extracted GFP from the crystal jelly, and now it's used in all sorts of other areas of biology, and particularly to stain cells for fluorescent microscopy. Because the good thing about GFP is that, unlike most stains that you use to stain cells to look at under a microscope, it's not toxic to living cells, so it can be used to look at living tissues under the microscope. And there are several mutations of the GFP protein that have been developed. You've got blue fluorescent protein, yellow fluorescent protein, cyan fluorescent protein, and actually red fluorescent protein has been extracted from corals, so not from this jellyfish, but from another ocean species. These can all be attached to different proteins or structure in the cells and then see how they interact as the cell is going about its daily business. There's also been several transgenic animals produced by modifying their genes, so they produce GFP. There have been mice, there's zebrafish, which you can actually buy in pet shops, which might be quite fun to have a glowing zebrafish in your tank at home, and even transgenic glowing rabbits. I think that would look a bit creepy, maybe something for Halloween. The crystal jellies have quite an interesting and bizarre life cycle. They alternate between a sessile or ground-dwelling hydroid form and the swimming medusa form, which is the type that we would recognise as the jellyfish. The medusae, the jellyfish themselves, are either male or female, and they release gametes into the water, which meet and fertilise and then settle onto the seabed and grow into these hydroid colonies. And then in the spring, the colonies bud off more little tiny medusae into the water column that then grow, start producing gametes, and die after about 6 months. So they're a really good example of how the oceans are helping to advance other areas of research, which I think is a key point to mention when we're talking about conservation. You know, this is a point that's made about the rainforest on land as well, the potential for new drugs and things like that. In these untapped areas, it's a major reason to conserve species and ecosystems as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I've heard people say that discovery of GFP was like the discovery of the microscope. That's how important it is, and that's how useful it's been in research. It's fantastic.